Now, the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland is a conservatoire of music, drama and dance in Glasgow. And it's also the busiest performing arts venue in Scotland. Well, the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland has an audio-described performance of Stephen Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George this coming Friday, the 22nd of March. And there's also a touch tour before the performance as well. Now, one of those involved in all the audio description is Chris McKiddy, and he joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hi there.
So, a lot of work going into this?
Yeah, a lot of work going into this. As is the case with every production that we do, there's always something new, there's always something to learn, and this has been no different.
So Sunday in the Park with George, now some great musical numbers in that, aren't there?
There's some brilliant musical numbers, yeah. I've actually saw a Stephen Sondheim production last week and I'm a big fan myself, but this is not one I'd actually done before, So it's terrific from that point of view, and there should be certainly some music that people will recognise, perhaps don't even know that they do recognise, but yeah, there's some great music.
Yeah, I'm like you, I wasn't familiar with this one, but when you listen to some of the production, there's some quite eerie bits of music in it, the way it's layered, it's quite modern, I think, although it's a 1980s actual musical, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
So, is you involved with the audio description? Who else on the team?
It's myself and Teresa Horn, which some of your listeners will probably be familiar with. I know that she helps out with one or two of the programmes.
Yeah.
On RNIB Radio herself. And she's coming back to doing audio description, having not done very much over the last few years. And it's been quite useful working with Teresa because I think it's been useful from her point of view because I've done quite a lot over the last few years and I've got quite a lot of experience, so she's been able to use me to help her get back into the swing of description, but also I've been able to use her. She's quite knowledgeable about the subject matter of Sunday in the Park with George, which is the artist George Sura, I think that's pronounced correctly, and she's been able to give me a lot of information about that kind of thing, and she's also really good on the costumes as well, which I'm not great. I'm not great at describing costumes, so it's great to be able to draw on each other's talents, I suppose.
It's live audio description, isn't it?
It is live audio description.
What's the pressure like when you're doing that?
Well, I mean, you try and prepare as much as you possibly can. I think that's the thing. I think if you it's pressurised in the sense that anything can happen. A production I did recently, the stage manager had to come out in the last scene because something had gone wrong with a piece of the set. I did a Billy Elliot last year, and again, you know, set malfunctions and that kind of thing, and you can't prepare for that. You just have to work as it goes. But I think with certain productions, and certainly with this one, it's quite a polished production. It's very same every night. They're very well rehearsed, and it's a very good production. So that really does help, and you just have to have your wits about you, just in case anything unexpected does happen, or there's any slight changes or tweaks or that kind of thing. But I think you get used to that kind of thing happening over time, so you don't feel the pressure so much. Although you do, as I say, you do have to have your wits about you.
Because you've done about 200 AD productions now.
Yes.
Can you remember back to your first one?
The first one actually was not the best one to do for the first one because I was doing pantomime,
right.
Which really is anything can happen. It was Beauty and the Beast, if I remember correctly, and nothing went wrong, thankfully, and it went quite smoothly. But that really is one where you have to expect the unexpected and that kind of thing. So that can be quite tricky. I mean, that's the beauty of it. You know, you could do as much as I have done, and there's still something new, and there's still, you know, I've been learning about pointillism in this show. I didn't know anything about that, you know, and as I said before, different types of costumes and different types of sets. Now, the way the set is constructed in this show is very unique, and that's something that's been a challenge to us in terms of how to put together our script for the description, in the sense that the set is as if created by the artist himself. So the as he speaks about certain aspects of the set or sings about them, rather, bits of set or a tree or a pot will slowly appear, or a dog and that kind of thing. And that's so the as if his artwork are sort of being constructed out of his imagination. So again, that's something that was a bit new and a bit different. So you're always learning.
It shows how important audio description is and that kind of feature of a performance.
Very much, yeah, very much. I mean, it's very true of audio description that there's certain productions that you are involved in and you think this is a really particularly valuable. Some productions maybe that are more dialogue heavy, perhaps the necessity isn't, you know, quite so much. But something like this that is so visual and very beautiful in a lot of respects is really important. Having said that, with Sondheim, I am very careful, and we are both being very careful to respect the music as well and be aware that people are there to listen to the music as well, and they're not there to listen to us, you know, prattling on, give essential information and to give the colour and the atmosphere and the flavour of the show, but also still respect that the music is there to be enjoyed as well.
Wow, it's a fine balance to have. Do you find you get a better appreciation of the productions itself?
I do. I definitely, yeah. I find it very difficult now to go and enjoy a production as just an ordinary punter, I suppose. I did last week. I went to see a production, and I found it very difficult not to sit and pick it apart and analyze it and think, how would I describe that, and how would I how would I express that? And I find it very difficult just to sit and enjoy a show now. But that's enjoyable in its own way. Once you've got your audio description hat on, you do look at theatre in a completely different way.
Now, there's a touch tour at 6 p.m.
That's right.
This Friday. What can you expect in that?
Well, the last touch tour that we did went really well, and the Conservatoire were very generous in allowing access to lots of different aspects of the scenery and the set, and the crew were on hand to help out. And that's been one of the really good things about working at the Conservatoire, is the vast majority of the people who are involved in the production, whether it's the actors and the crew, technical support, the creative team, are students. And it's really good because a lot of them perhaps don't have any experience with audio description or understanding of it. So they have been very keen to be involved, fascinated by it, wanting to learn about it and kind of appreciate it. So that's been really positive. And the good thing about, you know, students being involved in it at that stage is they will hopefully go on then, and when they're putting on performances, you know, once they graduate and they go out and they're putting on productions, they will hopefully have more consideration for providing audio description. So the students and the crew have been, and just the general conservators, have been really, really helpful and providing access for us, but also for the VI patrons, just to let us be involved. So the touch tour will be really colourful. It will be really hands-on. And I don't know exactly what they've got for us yet, but I'm sure there'll be plenty to talk about and to feel and to experience.
So that's the Royal Conservatoire Scotland in Glasgow. If you'd like more information about this is this Friday, the audio described performance. And the number for more information is 0141 270 8303. That's the Royal Conservatoire Scotland, 0141 270 8303. And Chris McKiddy and Theresa Horn, who are going to be heavily involved with the live audio description, wish you the best for this. A lot of work you've put into this.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
That'll be fantastic. Nice to get some feedback as well. Chris McKiddy, wish you the best for this on Friday, and thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you very much.